This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Ashrafil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin, Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri, wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and always keep you happy and keep you safe. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, we find ourselves in a situation where we are, first of all, of course, at the end of the school year. So I want to start off by congratulating my young friends. I want to start off by congratulating all of you, especially those who have just graduated for having completed this unique and very challenging school year, alhamdulillah. I know that online learning, online classes, and indeed online teaching for teachers wasn't easy. And an entire year of online study is no easy feat. I know that, especially for those who were in the online stream and you were having online classes through the entire school year. I know that wasn't easy. And for those who were going in person, you know, the switches to online and the uncertainty, the anxiety about what's gonna happen, whether you're gonna be going in person or having to stay at home and learn online, I know that made it even harder because that uncertainty and that anxiety a lot of times can get the best of us. So for many people, you know, if you tell them what it's going to be, either one or the other, it's a lot more easier to handle that as opposed to being unsure and not knowing what's going to happen next. For teachers, as I mentioned, I know this was an incredibly difficult year to manage all these changes and to keep students engaged online. You know, I've seen that firsthand. My wife is a teacher, so I know how challenging it can be. And even as someone who also teaches and does programs online, I know how challenging it can be to keep everyone engaged, and especially children engaged. So I want to give a special thanks to all the teachers out there who have worked really, really hard this year to try to see your work. For the parents, I know that there was a lot of anxiety and strain, especially for those who have younger children. You know, to have a young child who's maybe in kindergarten, grade one, grade two, constantly in front of the computer the entire day, learning online for weeks on end, it's almost like it's an impossible task. So I know there was a lot of stress and anxiety and strain there as well. But alhamdulillah. The school year has come to an end. So all of these challenges have come to an end, at least to a certain degree. And to all the graduates, I want to say that, you know, we are so proud of you for making it, and for making it to where you've made it to, mashallah, and for all of your accomplishments. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always guide you and protect you and continue to strengthen you, and may He always keep you happy and safe. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also to make the next school year and every year after that easy and safe and beneficial. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Alhamdulillah, my friends, we also find pandemic restrictions lifting as well, as more and more people get vaccinated, especially with their second doses, and the case counts go down. And of course, a lot warmer weather, which means that we are able to gather and do things outdoors. So alhamdulillah, we are seeing that happen as well. The restrictions are being loosened accordingly. Even quarantine requirements for those who travel outside of Canada and have received their double dose or second shot, then those quarantine requirements are also being eased or being removed altogether. Alhamdulillah. So it finally seems like this pandemic might be coming to an end. But remember, as we've discussed before, it will only truly come to an end when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides that it is to come to an end. Right? We've talked about this before. We can try all we want, you know, whether it's vaccines or other measures that people take to try to control this pandemic. But at the end of the day, it's truly going to come to an end when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that it is to come to an end. Which brings me to an important point that I'd like to share today. So the school year was tough, but alhamdulillah, we made it. And now, you know, we're feeling great relief and great joy. I could see it, you know, in the eyes of course, my kids and all the other kids out there and students out there. You know, I know how it feels at the end of the year. Like, I remember distinctly, clearly, how it feels, you know, to have the last class and be at the end of the year when the vacation starts. I would always feel like someone had taken a boulder off my shoulders, and I would literally just feel so free. So I know that amazing feeling, and especially in a year like this, that was incredibly challenging. I know, you know, I can sense that great relief and that joy, and I actually feel it as well, because you know what? Whenever there's a snow day, I also get excited. I still get excited. So, you know, I feel that joy, and I'm absolutely with you in that. School itself, you know, was challenging for years for those who are graduating. But alhamdulillah, finally you've graduated, and you feel an accomplishment, or you feel a sense of accomplishment, and you feel happy naturally, alhamdulillah. The pandemic has been very tough, but alhamdulillah, it looks like, you know, we're getting to the end. With the loosened restrictions, there's a lot of relief, there's a lot of joy. People are going out and, you know, meeting their friends, you know, eating outside in, you know, in patios, at restaurants, and doing the activities they were not able to do. And of course, people are happy, and they are relieved. So indeed, you know, with any hardship, when any hardship is overcome, and we know, by the way, that ease is around the corner, that whenever a hardship or an adversity comes to us, we know that ease is around the corner, because it comes with it. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it tells us in Surah Al-Inshirah, right? That inna ma'al usri yusra, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, actually tells us twice. So we know that whenever there's a hardship or adversity comes, one hardship or adversity comes, there are multiple, two or more eases that are associated with it that are actually coming at the same time, but we're not able to see them perhaps, or they're just around the corner. So it's there, right? It's there. But the question is, though, that how should we believers react after overcoming adversity and challenges? So once we have overcome an adversity or a challenge, so, you know, getting through it is difficult, is challenging. We know that, you know, there's a lot of strategies and ways that, you know, we can try to cope with adversity and challenges. And we've talked about that, about those in, you know, in great length, multiple times over the past 16, 17 months. But the question is that once that adversity and the challenge is over, how should we react as believers? Because normally, you know, normally what do we find? It's a natural human reaction that, you know, when the challenge is done and the adversity has been overcome, then it's party time, right? That's what people do. They go out, they party, they celebrate, they go crazy, they go wild perhaps. But, you know, as believers, what should our response be? How should we react? And that's not to say that we can't be happy. Of course, we're going to be happy, right? When a person overcomes a challenge, goes through a great test, and then there's ease after, you know, or they're successful, or, you know, they find ease and some relief after a great challenge, a great adversity, of course, they're going to be happy. They should be happy, right? They should be excited. They should be feeling relieved and joyous, because that's a natural human reaction. But other than that, you know, how should we be reacting, or how should we be channeling our relief and our joy? So, of course, my brothers and sisters, it goes without saying that the first step always should be gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that any ease, any success that we have comes only and only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we may have made an effort. Yes, we may have made different choices that perhaps, you know, helped us get to the good result. But at the end of the day, the good result, the overcoming of the challenge, is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the choices that we made, they were part of the test, right? That was part of the test, that how do we navigate through this challenge? How do we try to overcome this challenge? And that included using the means that were available to us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given us, you know, trying to make the best of every situation. So that was our test. right? So every single decision that we made that actually helped, that brought us to the desired result, those were all decisions that we had to make because they were part of the test. But the actual result came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted all of our efforts and our choices that now appear to be the right choices, you know, could have still led to failure, could have still led us to not be successful, right? So knowing that ease and success only and only come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what do? We show gratefulness to Allah. And how do we do that? First of all, to show gratefulness physically, right? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu relates, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أتاه أمر يسره أو يبشر به خر ساجدا. That when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard any news that made him glad, yasurruhu, that made him glad, that made him happy, that was a glad tiding or good news, what would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He would fall down, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kharra sajidan. He would physically go into prostration to show gratefulness and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shukran lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. He would fall down, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of gratefulness to express his gratefulness and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the first thing that we learned, that this was the reaction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when there was relief, when there was a blessing, when there was a moment to show gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also know that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer the night prayers and his feet, you know, would become swollen. And Aisha radiallahu anha, you know, asked him, why do you continue to do that when your sins are forgiven? You don't have to worry about sins. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a grateful servant? So again, gratefulness being expressed here through, you know, acts of worship towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, you know, giving in charity, right? That is also giving sadaqah. That is also another way to express gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, to people would either sacrifice an animal, give away the meat, or generally just giving any sadaqah, you know, to as a means of expressing gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, other, acts of worship can be done as well. But this is what we learn. Number one, physical expression of gratitude. Of course, saying Alhamdulillah as well is perhaps the first thing that we do, but also then feeling it in our hearts as well. So feeling and recognizing the overcoming of the adversity and the challenge as a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not as one's own accomplishment. So dealing with it, approaching it with humility, right? Not becoming boastful, not becoming arrogant, but rather being humble and recognizing that it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and feeling that inside of our hearts. Secondly, my brothers and sisters, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking forgiveness. You see, we learn a great lesson from Surah Al-Nasr, right? Surah Al-Nasr, of course, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ, one of the last surahs of the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it after the conquest of Mecca. And as you know, the conquest of Mecca was a major victory after the overcoming of, signaled the overcoming of challenges and great adversity. You know, there was so much pain that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers went through in Mecca. And then, of course, you know, all the torture and the difficulties that the polytheists, the mushrikun of Mecca Muslims through, you know, all the plots against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all the losses, you know, in terms of family members and friends and relatives, and then the migration, of course, to Medina, and you know, to all of that, and the battles, everything that they had to go through. And then, of course, came the great triumph, which was the conquest of Mecca. So great struggle to get to that point. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. You know, when there comes Allah's help and the victory, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about his help and the victory coming together, right? Because the victory doesn't come without Allah's help, it comes with Allah's help. And at the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, you know, the response that the believers, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the believers were supposed to have after this great victory and this overcoming of challenges, which is a lesson for us as well, because it gives us an indication as to what our response should be once we have a great triumph or once we overcome great difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Then glorify the praises of your Lord and seek His forgiveness, for certainly He is ever accepting of repentance. So here we get the indication that after a great triumph, after overcoming challenges and adversity, what should we be doing? Of course, we already discussed about showing gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here we learn that we should also be doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorification of Allah azza wa jal, and we should be seeking His forgiveness as well. Aisha radiallahu anha says that after the revelation of this surah, whenever the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed a prayer, he would recite the following supplication: Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ghfirli. That I pronounce your purity, O Allah, our Lord, and praise be to you, O Allah, forgive me. Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ghfirli. Subhanaka Rabbana wa bihamdika Allahumma ghfirli. So this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite after whenever he would perform a prayer after he would perform a prayer, he would recite the following supplication. Umm Salama radiallahu anha says that after the revelation of this surah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to often recite the following supplication: Subhanallahi wa bihamdih, astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayh. Subhanallahi wa bihamdih, astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayh. Subhanallahi wa bihamdih, astaghfirullaha wa atubu ilayh. That I pronounce the purity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and praise be to Him. I seek Allah's forgiveness and I repent to Him. So this is exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded in Surah An-Nasr in the last verse. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that I have been commanded to do so, and he would give the evidence of, in evidence of that, he would recite this surah, meaning إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that after the revelation of this surah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to exert himself in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so immensely that his feet would swell. And this is something, of course, that we have already discussed in terms of showing gratefulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that degree, meaning with, you know, praying to Him to show gratefulness and to praise Him and thank Him, you know, in such a great way. So seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, istighfar. You know, why are we to do this after overcoming a challenge, after overcoming adversity? Well, at least for a couple of reasons that we can understand. So first of all, for any mistakes or sins that led to the challenge or the adversity, because we know that that can be one of the reasons, you know, for challenges and adversities to come upon a person or upon people is due to their sins and their mistakes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but nonetheless, we seek Allah's forgiveness. Secondly, for mistakes or sins that are committed during the challenge or the adversity, right? So because of course, when a person is in a panic, they're in a difficult circumstance, then they may have made mistakes and sins during that. So they seeking forgiveness for that. And also for greater ease for moving forward, when moving forward. So we know that one of the benefits of istighfar is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, removes hardships and gives blessings. So that is, you know, one of the reasons also perhaps that if we increase our istighfar after a hardship, it will protect us, inshallah, from further adversity and challenges. Now, we would also want to note, as I end, that this past school year and pandemic have really, you know, created disbalance inside of ourselves as human beings, but also, you know, in our society as well. So some elements of the pandemic and the restrictions perhaps were positive, and they actually led to greater balance in our lives because we were already disbalanced before the pandemic. So the pandemic helped us become a bit more balanced. It helped us recalibrate. So for example, like spending, you know, more time with our family members, being together with our families more, perhaps exploring nature, you know, in our neighborhoods, maybe saving money because we were wasting too much money on unnecessary things. And perhaps we were protected from many evil influences that would otherwise, or many sins that would otherwise impact us, you know, when there were no restrictions. So for the positives that we got from the pandemic, we want to try to maintain those, right? The positives that we got even through the school year, we want to try to maintain those as we move forward. We don't want to lose those positives. We don't want to become disbalanced again. But of course, there were many negative impacts as well. So things which were balanced before perhaps became disbalanced now through the pandemic, through the restrictions. So for example, you know, being in isolation, especially for children, because there's a need. We all, human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as social beings. We need to socialize. We need to see each other and talk to other people. And if we don't, then that's not a healthy thing. So, you know, that has been a big challenge. You know, for people who are struggling with depression or who have become depressed and are stuck indoors, you know, they don't feel like getting out anymore, you know, or maybe just got used to being at home all the time. You know, being at home is a good thing, right? But when it becomes too much and it becomes impacting a person's health negatively, their well-being negatively, then that is not a good thing, of course. Too much screen time, of course, right? We could not control screen time, especially with online learning. It was very, very difficult. So perhaps there was too much of that. And of course, impacts on physical and mental health. People who are stuck at home, were not going outside. It was not good for physical health and, of course, for mental health as well. So what we want to do is, as we get loosened restrictions, as we are, you know, as we have free time now after school is over now, you know, we want to try to spend wholesome family time outdoors, right? We want to try to reconnect with our relatives, as an example. We want to try as much as possible to get away from the screen and do other activities, especially those that we have not been able to do. And of course, most importantly, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially together as a family, when we are able to come to the masjid, whether it is for the five daily prayers, one of the five daily prayers, or for Suratul Jum'ah, you know, try to do that as much as possible, and especially with your family, now that the restrictions are easing, and, you know, the age restrictions are being lowered, especially for attending Suratul Jum'ah, for attending other prayers, not just here, but also at other masajid as well, alhamdulillah. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever good is hidden in this pandemic. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from its evils. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Let us make some dua. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka ash-shukru kulluhu wa ilayka yurja'u al-amru kulluhu ala niyatuhu wa sirruhu. Allahumma laka alhamdu hatta tarda wa laka alhamdu idha radit wa laka alhamdu ba'da ar-rida. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Oh Allah, we thank you for all of your blessings, ya rabbil alameen. Oh Allah, we thank you for bringing us to the end of the school year, the academic year, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, we thank you for all of the opportunities and blessings that you gave us even during this difficult school year, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, it could have been much harder. Oh Allah, you made it easy for us. We thank you, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please bless all of our children and our youth. Oh Allah, in their studies and in their well-being, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please always grant them success in every way that is good, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect them in this world and especially in the hereafter, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please keep them all and all of us indeed happy and safe upon deen with istiqama, with health and safety and well-being, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect us all in this world and in the hereafter, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please cure all of our brothers and sisters who are ill, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, you are the Shafi. Oh Allah, you are the cure. Oh Allah, you can cure everyone and anyone at any time, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, indeed you are ala kulli shay'in qadir. Oh Allah, please grant wellness and cure all of our brothers and sisters who are ill, whether it is physically, oh Allah, whether it is mentally or emotionally or spiritually, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all of our brothers and sisters who are fighting illnesses, physical illnesses, mental illnesses, oh Allah, please grant them strength and a complete cure, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, all the family members who are worried, oh Allah, please grant them relief, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, so many different challenges that we come across, different types of illnesses, especially mental illnesses. Oh Allah, please grant relief to all of our brothers and children, brothers and sisters, youth and children who are suffering from mental illnesses, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant peace and justice to all of those who are oppressed, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, especially our Palestinian brothers and sisters. Oh Allah, especially the indigenous people of this land. Oh Allah, so many of their children were murdered, oh Allah, and secretly buried. Oh Allah, please grant them relief, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please have mercy, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please grant them justice, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please make us those who are promoters of justice. Oh Allah, people of justice for all, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide us, oh Allah, and please guide those who have hatred and ignorance in their hearts, ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please remove the evils, the illnesses of racism, discrimination, and hatred from our hearts and all of the hearts of those around us and the people of the world, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please protect our sisters. Oh Allah, especially our sisters who practice your deen by wearing the hijab. Oh Allah, who are visibly Muslim. Oh Allah, please protect them. Grant them your unseen protection at all times, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, anyone who is planning to hurt them, Oh Allah, or is planning to hurt our community, any member of our community, Oh Allah, anyone who is planning to hurt anyone who is innocent, Oh Allah, please protect all of us from their evil plans, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please change their evil plots to plots of goodness, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Oh Allah, please guide them and steer them away from such evil towards the truth, Ya Rabbal Alameen. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم إنا نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم أسبغ علينا لباس الصحة والعافية واجعلها عونا لنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم اجعل لنا من كل ضيق مخرجا ومن كل هم فرجا ومن كل بلاء عافية اللهم آمن روعاتنا واستر عوراتنا وأصلح نياتنا وذرياتنا وأحسن خواتمنا واحفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا يا رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا واسعا ولسانا ذاكرا وقلبا خاشعا ويقينا صادقا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والبخل والجبن وضلع الدين وغلبة الرجال اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وأغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولجميع المسلمين والمسلمات اللهم حرر المسجونين المظلومين خصوصا في بلاد المسلمين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم عز الإسلام وانصر المسلمين اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين ووحد صفوفهم وأصلح قادتهم واجمع كلمتهم على الحق يا رب العالمين اللهم حرر فلسطين والمسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ وانصر إخواننا وأخواتنا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر المستضعفين في كل مكان وحقق لهم النصر والفتح المبين يا رب العالمين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين جزاكم الله خيرا my brothers and sisters once again congratulations مبارك to all of you who have graduated who have completed and who have completed the school year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and always continue to guide you and strengthen you and keep you safe. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Inshallah, be sure to submit your quiz answers as a family or individually by 6 p.m. today, canadamuslims.ca/quiz, that we will do the prize draw, inshallah, this evening, 9:30 p.m., Friday Family Night Live. Inshallah, Sister Hafsa Khan will be joining me, will be joining us to give us tips on easy family fun activities or, you know, easy things that we can do as a family this summer, inshallah. So please do join us, 9:30 p.m., canadamuslims.ca/live. For those who have registered for Friday prayer, please do come at your allotted times. Otherwise, offer your four rakats of dhuhr at home, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. And wa alaikum assalam, Maryam and Suhaib. Nice to see you both here. Jazakumullahu khairah.